Day 18, or January the 18th. God is the only true reliable one. Our thought today is rooted in Exodus chapter 1, verse 17. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. 400 years have passed by since Joseph settled in Egypt, but now his family and those of his brothers, the sons of Jacob, have grown into tribes and a vibrant nation is born. However, they still live as refugees in a land that is not their own. Many generations have been and gone, but little progress is evident. Then a pharaoh comes to the throne who didn't know anything about Joseph. It could have been as the result of one of several coups that Egypt experienced throughout its long life as an ancient world superpower. The new rulers feared what this large group of foreigners could do, so steps were taken to keep them under control. They began by making them slaves with standards deteriorating until living conditions were intolerable. In the end, the authorities even tried to enforce integration by killing all the Hebrew baby boys, so that in time mixed marriages would be inevitable. In the midst of all this, a baby boy is born, and then left in a basket on the River Nile, where an Egyptian princess rescues him and adopts him as her own. She names him Moses, and he was destined to become the greatest lawgiver and leader the children of Israel ever had. And now our action step for today. There are times when we have to decide who is in charge of our lives. Is it God or the modern thinkers of the day? The midwives in ancient Egypt decided that God knew best and followed him. A brief look back at history will show you that mankind tends to repeat the same old mistakes. So you choose. Are you going to remain on the hamster wheel of modern thinking, knowing that it would all change again soon? Or are you going to follow the word of God that never changes, because it doesn't need to, as its author is unchangeable too?